Show me the lights, loro sono i Mystery Jets, qui dal vivo a MAPS. Questa sera al Covo vi regaliamo un biglietto per andarci. Mandate una mail a diretta @radiocedelcapo.it. Ringraziamo Ilenia che si vince un biglietto. You can greet Ilenia, that is the actually the girl who won the one ticket for tonight's show.
Cool. Hey Ilenia.
Okay, I think she'll be happy about it. Allora, abbiamo la domanda ai dischi di Isola Deserta, la vogliamo fare anche ai ragazzi che ci sono molto simpatici, ma prima io vorrei fare un'altra domanda, cioè vorrei farli partecipare al nostro tema di oggi, cioè l'artista o il musicista sopravvalutato, secondo te, nella storia del mondo.
The theme of the show today, we've been asking callers, is artists that are overestimated. Do you guys have anyone to add to this?
Yeah. You're overestimating.
We're in Italy. No one's gonna.
Yeah, just
you
shoot.
Won't offend anyone. Okay. Like no one's gonna hear it.
that's a really it kind of strange question because normally it's the other way around.
Yeah,
artists
yeah.
are underestimated.
Artists, you think get too much credit?
I'm gonna say something controversial, and I'm gonna say Jay-Z.
Okay.
Because I think Jay-Z is someone that people aren't allowed to not like.
Okay.
He's universally seen as credible, and if you don't like Jay-Z, then you don't have good taste in music, basically, which I think's not true at all.
Ok, lui dice Jay-Z, quindi perché dice che fondamentalmente uno di quegli artisti che sei tenuto per forza ad amare ha tanta credibilità, e se non lo ami sei uno che non...
Ce l'ha fatta.
He's on the phone.
Man, I didn't mean it, you know. I got a gun to my head over here.
Okay, anyone?
I think Elton John's a bit overestimated.
Oh, I think it's his birthday today,
isn't it? Yeah,
oh, really?
Happy birthday,
well, Michele,
you
he's just a bit overestimated.
Okay, we'll check if you gave this judgment to Elton John just in his birthday.
Really?
It would be so
I
rude.
I should take that back.
Well, wait until tomorrow before you.
Anyone else?
Anyone else who's overestimated?
Yeah, I think so. I think
David Hasselhoff.
He's overrated or underrated?
Maybe he's underrated. He's overrated, yeah.
He's way overrated.
No, it's not Elton John's birthday anyway.
I'll tell you who's overestimated. Oasis are overestimated.
Oasis.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Oasis are over, full stop.
They're over and they're estimated.
They should have given up 10 years ago. Then they'd be remembered for what...
Hai capito? Dice che insomma questa è pesa.
Perché, sono molto
insomma,
d'accordo con loro. I do agree.
Dicono
really?
Che gli Oasis dovevano smettere 10 anni fa. Che insomma.
Se li sarebbero ricordati.
Se li sarebbero ricordati con tutte le cavolate che hanno fatto uscire.
Oh.
I think we'll get a call from Liam for sure.
Do you have any more ballot to fire?
Yeah,
just one more name.
We could go on.
Yeah. We just love a good moan.
Okay. Let's get controversial. Let's get controversial.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
I think, okay, the Killers. They're overestimated.
Oh yeah,
they?
Yeah.
Okay, Killers. Queen.
The Killers are overestimated.
Yeah.
They're just a bit bloody boring.
That US support tour.
Sono un po' noiosi. Ecco, non ci daranno il visto per gli Stati Uniti.
I hate to say it. The Libertines, a band that I love and I hold very very close to my heart, but they made one good album. And on their second album there was about 3 good songs.
Yeah.
And since they split up, have you heard Carl Barrett's new stuff?
Yeah.
It's literally the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Beh, dice che appunto i Libertines, dice che dopo il primo disco, che insomma per lui era molto importante, gran bel lavoro, il secondo c'erano 3 pezzi decenti, poi dice, avete sentito la roba dopo di Carl Barrett? Abbastanza imbarazzante.
Vabbè. We got tons of lawyers on our phone, so it's better for you to play another song if you're ready to. Ho detto che abbiamo centinaia di avvocati ai telefoni e quindi...
We're not going to be allowed back into England.
You can stay there. Here, it was your aim. Yeah, it was your aim, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Quindi dice che non gli permetteranno più di tornare in Inghilterra e rimarranno quindi in Italia, ma del resto era il loro scopo. What is the title of the third and last song of this set?
This is called Flakes, and it's from our second album.
Okay. Thank you, Mystery Jets.
Thanks
live at MAPS.
Yeah.